This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He's been a regular on the show. We're talking no other than BioLargo, Inc. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. What they are, they're a very sustainable science, technology, full-service environmental engineering company that makes a life better by delivering world-class products and services across a broad range of industry. One of their products about a year ago really didn't have any traction, but they kept at it. They believed in it. And now that particular product is going to do over $1 million in 2018. And here to tell us about it is the CEO of the company, Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Everett. Thank you.
Older No More. That thing is on track to do $1 million in revenue. Please catch us up on the business and what's the future of that product.
Awesome. That's a great start. So Odor No More, right. We launched the product about 2 years ago into the industrial odor and VOC control space. And the product's Cuprodyne Clean. We also have products we're selling to the U.S. military. I want to remind everybody, and those orders are increasing as well. But it's just fascinating. That business, it took us about a year to kind of get our foothold in the market.
I remember
that. We transitioned from being a tech shop really to a solution provider. And over the last 6 months, we've added services, engineering, design, systems, our liquid chemistry, which is this all natural, safe chemistry that they spray in the air and they spray in landfills and they spray in transfer stations. And this chemistry just knocks out these odors by dismantling them. So it's not a fragrance, it's not a perfume, right? And the key feature is that not only does it work, and when we say work means eliminate, right? It eliminates these odors. It breaks them down so they can't stink.
Right.
It does so incredibly efficiently, so it's low cost. It's affordable, saving customers 25-50% per month, and it's super safe. I mean, this stuff is you put on skin, it's safe for surfaces, it's just easy to use. Well, we targeted these big national accounts. So as we've mentioned, and it's just really critical, over the last really weeks, we've now signed the top four largest municipal waste handling companies in the industry to national contracts. So four, number one, two, three, and four. Okay. It's really cool. And in some of these, we're just getting started. The revenues haven't even hit the company yet, right? They kind of introduce you to a region. You pick up three or four accounts, maybe eight. And then you get another region, and you kind of march your way through, right? So this national purchasing agreement really gives us the license to sell. And, of course, we also have the support of corporate, because from as far as we can tell, we're the first product that actually works.
That's so incredible.
Save them money.
That's incredible.
It's pretty incredible. Now, here's the thing. In the national accounts, those accounts represent about 2,000 locations, okay? And you got to remember we're early, right? We're trying to give everybody some guidance about what we think the revenue profile on these is. But the truth is, we're still figuring some of it out, and we want to make sure people get the accurate picture. And our experience has been the low end, maybe a couple thousand, $2,000 or $3,000. High end, we've seen them as high as $15,000 and $20,000 a month. And so we say, you know, as we're doing the modeling, somewhere around the $4,000 or $5,000 for the small accounts, maybe $8,000 to $10,000 for the bigger. And we're really trying to refine that with more data from real life, because we just don't have that huge of a sampling yet, right? But here's the point: it's recurring revenue. I mean, you know, this is the kind of business, and I tell this story often, in the Southern California market, namely Orange County and L.A., where we've had two national account 100% adoptions, okay? 100% of their local accounts are using our product and services, okay? And in those markets, what's amazing is that we're replacing companies that have been there for 30 years.
Mm.
And you say, 30 years? Holy shimoly, right?
Right.
Well, it's a big deal. So what's happened is we're disrupting. You know, when you take 100% of a region, that's disruption. And then you say, is it scalable? Can you do that in another region? Can you do it all over the country? Can you do it in other countries? And we think the technology innovation combined with services and strategy like pricing, service, unconditional guarantee, all these things that make it really work for the corporate customer. Namely, we're solving a problem they just didn't even know they could solve before. So We're very excited about it. We're working on really trying to forecast this good intelligence so people get their head around it. And, you know, my takeaway for the Utter No More business and that product, we're still just barely scratching the surface.
I believe
that.
We've
got such a huge, we're pretty excited about it.
Last time you were on the show, we talked about your medical product FDA application. You said there was two things you wanted to talk about. I think we only got around to one. What was the other one that you wanted to relate to my listeners?
Yeah, so great. So remember, Clyra Medical Technologies, Inc. is a subsidiary of BioLargo. Remember, we brought in a strategic investor about 2 years ago. The Stroman family office has a company called Sanatio. Well, Sanatio Capital, and Sanatio, by the way, is Latin for the cure. So this investor is a high-impact investor. He chose that in our portfolio because he believes, Jay Stroman, believes it's a high-impact technology. It's going to change the world for good. We do too, by the way. So he came in with some pretty serious money, a couple $1 million. That money allowed us to then invest in product development, hire the best in the world, pay for third-party formulation, pay for third-party data, third-party manufacturing. This thing has been architected to win, okay? A little bit of money, great idea, becomes finished product, okay? So we filed our second application. Remember the first one? We faced some real obstacles. It went into another department at the FDA out of the 510K. Terribly disappointing, okay? We reapplied in June. In June, we put in an application for a product with a full data set and a very simple formulated product. We went back and forth with question and answers since then. So that's June, July, August now, right? September, October, back and forth. And we got to the point where we said, you know, we just really need to make sure that we're narrowed in on exactly the pathway to be successful. So we asked for a face-to-face meeting, which they consented. So just last week, I got a chance to go out to Washington, D.C. We had all our experts there, of course, legal counsel, the officers of the company, our technical representatives, highly qualified, and we sat with the staff, and it was just great. I mean, we came out, first of all, it's a lot of high pressure, right? I mean, this is serious for us. We intend on being successful, and we believe we will. And so we had a chance to sit, look everybody in the eye, and really talk technical, right? It's really a technical conversation to narrow in on the most expedient, the most appropriate, and the pathway to fundamentally be successful on our 510K strategy. So a couple things came out of the meeting. The first is that we got a lot of great guidance. It kind of demystifies. And I will say that the things that we're being asked for really are standard pieces of information that the agency is now asking for anyone applying in the category with products similar to ours, many, right? So when we talk about antimicrobials and its role in advanced wound care, you know, the bar has been raised. And the bar has been raised for all companies and all products that have a similar strategy as ours. Nothing special. So that's good news. Well, we got two things I want to summarize. So we came out with two things. The first is they asked for data that really relates to labeling, shelf life, some composition. And we think that's the lesser of the question. So we really haven't spent a lot of time on it. The real question they asked for was a live animal study. And so that requires time and some money, right? Because you got to bring in professional third parties to do this work. Here's the good news. We'd have done that work anyway, right? Because it's really critical for the pathway for marketing your product. And so to us, it's an item that we will and can be successful in a relatively short order. So in our press release that we announced just yesterday, we think it's really a few months away. And I think what we want to communicate for our stockholders and for anyone watching our company is we're on the pathway to success. We believe we're going to win. And so we're very excited to really see the end of this journey with a clear pathway for success. So it's pretty exciting.
My guest today is Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO of BioLargo, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. We are running out of time, Dennis, so I want to get to my final question, and that is that we see that you have mentioned a recent third-party validation of the company's clean water technology, high value used in eliminating micro pollutants. How much can you share about that exciting development and where are we at in the process?
Awesome. Yeah, perfect question. So the AOS, Advanced Oxidation System, you know, we've been in development now. I mean, really, the concept is years, right? But we've got some dedicated capital. We built out an R&D team. That technology has received now over 60 grants. We now have four pilots in process. Two are financed through grants. The other two have been shortlisted as finalists. We believe we're going to get the grants to go forward. Plus, we have a fifth showcase for the oil sands. So, and that's five major projects that all focus on taking the system into the field to work with real clients to prove out the economic data, it's CapEx and OpEx, which is the final piece of making that technology, quote, ready for market. So we think it's pretty exciting. Now, we engaged a third party. The third party has done a very specific focus on micropollutants. Okay, so micropollutants are these things that get stuck in the water. And we actually have a BioLargo spotlight on our blog. We'd really encourage everybody to go read it because it talks about the specifics of what these micropollutants are. Sometimes they're pharmaceutical byproducts, right? They're often endocrine disruptors. They might be the byproduct of analgesics or antibiotics or antiseptics or antidepressants. And, you know, over the course of decades, these things sometimes can accumulate in the water. And so the idea that these are micropollutants of what's called emerging interest, and they're very difficult to take out of the water. And so we've got a third-party study that's now turning into a scientific paper. It will expand our patent portfolio, and it's a bona fide third-party, fully peer-reviewed, to really say that our technology appears to have an economically viable solution that many people believe there's never been an economical solution for. Okay, so it's a big deal.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. In closing, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, the company, as we said in our press release, be sure and read that. Be sure and go to our blog. I mean, we publish a lot about our company. If you do your homework, we think you'll love the company. I mean, we really are on a mission to make life better with innovative technology and engineering, right? And the company is probably the best time it's ever been. Now, of course, capital is critical. Stay the course. You got to push this through the barrier, right? And what we really want people to focus on is if you look at the evidence in our Odor No More division where we've broken that barrier, we're now in a disruptive phase. We're predicting the same will happen for our advanced wound care products and our advanced water treatment technology. So stay tuned, more coming.
For my listeners, if you're looking to get involved on a ground floor life science company, look no further than BioLargo Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, very undervalued at 24 cents a share. Their ticker symbol is BLGO. Dennis, thank you for your time. Thank you for your support and coming on the show. Greatly appreciate it. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Awesome. Everett, thank you, and go BioLargo. Take care.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.